大家好 I am Tom Paul。 我们从以前的片段中都可以了解到，越来越多的外国公司来中国开店，当然这也意味着有越来越多来自海外的员工。祖先就认为对这些来自海外的员工来说呢，最大的困难应该就是克服这个语言和文化的障碍。好，接着我们来听一下第二个小段。
So getting to know the certain sort of traditions and the rituals that people here do is very important to understanding not only the language but how to interact with people on a very basic level。
第二个小段就说到了，逐步去了解这里的传统和一些惯例是非常重要的。不仅仅是要明白这里的语言，而且呢还要明白如何和别人从一个基本的层面来进行互相沟通。好，我们现在再来把整个片段听一遍。
We talk a lot about foreign companies coming to China to set up shop here. And of course, this means that there will be many foreign employees coming as well. And I think that one of the most difficult parts of any foreign employee coming to China is overcoming the language and culture barriers. So getting to know the certain sort of traditions and the rituals that people here do is very important to understanding not only the language, but how to interact with people on a very basic level.
首先我们来看第一个单词，叫做 overcome 是个动词，表示克服或者说战胜困难，克服困难， overcome difficulties。 例如要学一门外语并不容易，这是大家都知道的。所以呢 we have a lot of difficulties to overcome， 我们需要克服很多困难。We have a lot of difficulties to overcome. 接着我们来看第二个单词，叫做 barrier. Barrier 表示障碍。例如片段中提到的 language barrier 就表示语言障碍。Language barrier. 片段中还说到的 cultural barrier 就是文化上面的障碍。其实就是因为成长的那个背景不同产生的一种不适应的感觉就是 cultural barrier， 文化上面的障碍。 language barrier 就是语言障碍。好，我们现在来听一下片段中包含上述单词那个句子。
And I think that one of the most difficult parts of any foreign employee coming to China is overcoming the language and culture barriers。
这句话的意思就是说，对于来自外国的员工来说，最大的困难莫过于就是克服语言和文化上面的障碍。接着我们来看第三个单词，叫做 ritual，R-I-T-U-A-L， ritual 表示老规矩或者说习惯，也就是说一些惯例地方性的一些惯例， ritual。 好了，说完这个 ritual 之后呢，我们就把整个片段从头到尾再听一遍。
We talk a lot about foreign companies coming to China to set up shop here. You know, of course, this means that there will be many foreign employees coming as well. And I think that one of the most difficult parts of any foreign employee coming to China is overcoming the language and culture barriers. So getting to know the certain sort of traditions and the rituals that people here do is very important to understanding not only the language, but how to interact with people on a very basic level.
这个片段的讲解就到此结束，下个片段再会。